T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, before we turn it over to Jeff, we love it when you randomly call the Jeff and Jen Show. So let's say hey to Sarah in Brookhaven. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I just called to say how much I appreciate you guys making me laugh every day. And you guys always put me in such a good mood. So thank you so much for that.
Of course.
That is the best compliment you can give us, because that was the mission that we had when we started the show, and that's what we try to do every single day. So thank you for that.
No, you seriously, it's been such a crazy year for me. I quit one job to chase my dreams. It was harder than I thought. I've been struggling, a lot of stress. And so my goal is to someday have a job where it's stress-free, and I just get to laugh all the time.
Well, keep going for it, right? Like, keep pushing forward. You can't look back.
It's just, you know, it's one of those things where I left, you know, a decent-paying job that was very stable, and I just went after, like, a dream job.
Jeff and I did the exact same thing. That's so crazy. We came over here, and it has not gone as well as we expected. No. I mean,
Jen Hobby with the understatement of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I know you're being sarcastic, but let's get real here. I mean, can we have the conversation right now that we've been talking about having?
It's going to be raw, but...
Okay, being totally honest with you, ratings are not as high as we want them to be, and we're on the clock.
There are days when it's really, really tough, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I think so. And Sarah, just like you, you question what you're doing.
Yeah.
We love talking to you, Sarah, and talking to everybody who listens to us and all the people that we call our family, even though there's probably only a dozen of them.
That might be a stretch.
Okay, I mean, even though there might only be 11 of them.
That's probably about right.
Okay,
yeah.
So even though there's just 11 people who listen to this show, that's our favorite part about the job. But the reality is, it's still a job, and we're the hosts of a party every morning. And the last thing you want the party host to do is to come out and go, "Hey, everybody, let me tell you something that's stressing me out." But at some point, I feel like our party became like a family reunion. Like, we're all kind of in this together, and then maybe Sarah was a sign.
Absolutely. I think it was, because there are no coincidences, and you and I have been talking about whether or not to share this struggle with the family.
And we realize you probably don't even care about what goes on behind the scenes of the Jeff and Jen Show, but sometimes the universe just tells you what to do. So here we are.
Look, if you... I don't know, the history of Jeff and I. We worked together on another show for a long time. We sat shoulder to shoulder for 10 years together, and we left to come start our own thing. And that thing we left was really cool and doing great. But we left the cool kids table because it didn't feel like it fit us anymore. I'm going to get emotional about it. It didn't feel right. We wanted to come do something that meant more to us and came more from our heart. So it's been hard to do that. But at the same time, y'all have been on this journey with us. So it's worth it. We might now be at the not so cool kids table, but I'd rather be at this table, you know?
Thank you guys so much for being real. I think
it... Of course.
You know, this actually helps even more than making me laugh, because I'm I'm really proud to be one of your 11 listeners.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, there we go. All right. Cool. Don't go listen to anybody else. We need you.
I'm not.
Will you try to recruit somebody else to listen? Because it would be great to be able to say we're at an even dozen. I mean, if we can only get 11, we'll take it.
Yeah. All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
How crazy is her call? I mean, that's insane timing, because we were just talking about how honest can we be with our audience about this struggle, because it almost feels like we're not being truthful enough with you guys, with our family, who we talk about family every single day. And I think it's a good dose of honesty to see behind the curtain a little bit.
It's all Sarah's fault.
Sarah's call just kind of opened the floodgates. But, you know, the point is to say we're in it with you. We're still driving the struggle bus together. And we appreciate you. If you've been on this ride with us, like, we appreciate you so much. And we want you to know how grateful we are. So thank you for being a part of this. Thanks for coming to the Not So Cool Kids table. Hope you're having fun here.
All right, now what do we do? Ashley in Sandy Springs, how you doing?
Okay, I just wanted to thank you guys for sharing that, because I 100% know how that feels, and I just want you to know that what you're doing is appreciated, and just that we've got your back.
Thank you, Ashley. That means so much to us.
Also, I just want to say I think you have a lot more than 11 listeners, but if it is, I'm really proud to be one of the 11.
That's awesome, Ashley. Thank you so much. We know everybody goes through similar stuff, right? Everybody's lives are stressful. So,
and we are proud to have you as one of our 11. You can be number 4.
Oh, thank you.
Forever number 4. Go number 4. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Elizabeth in Stockbridge. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Hey.
Oh, my God, you guys. I just wanted y'all to know that I'm not cool, and I sit at the table with y'all.
Yay. Thank you. I hope I wasn't too heavy. Seriously.
No, not at all. Seriously, though. I mean, I felt like that was the realest thing I've heard on the radio. I mean, everybody talks about being real, but not everybody really comes out and just is open and transparent with everybody.
All right. Well, sorry that we know that's not our daily mission with the show, but it's been something that we've been thinking about.
And we really just want to say thank you.
Oh, no. I love you guys. I promise. I'm one of your 11 listeners. I swear.
That's awesome. All right, Elizabeth, please, could you recruit one more?
Yes.
We've seen one more.
Absolutely. We're going to make it 12, y'all. Come on. Let's make a basketball team out of this.
Wait, I thought only 5 people play basketball.
I think technically it's 10 or 12.
Don't get Jeff confused on sports. He can't handle it.
Elizabeth, thank you.
Oh, y'all are great. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Megan in Loganville, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
You guys are crazy. Y'all are going to make me cry. You better stop. I used to listen to 96.1 religiously, like every single day. And then a few months ago, I turned it on Star 94, and I heard Jeff and Jen for the first time, and I was like, my station hasn't changed since then. You guys just need to know how important you are to people every single morning. Same time, every Aww. Single day, I listen to you guys, and it's one of my favorite parts of the day. I've already recruited everybody at work, so you only got to worry about it.
Awesome.
Megan, thank cool. you so much.
Thank you.
You make me cry.
y'all have a good one. Keep it up.
All right, and do me a favor. Please keep recruiting people, because we've
Absolutely.
Seen...
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
There we go. Megan, number 9.
Y'all have a good one.
Yes. We seem to be stuck at 11. So.
11, right there. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Okay, y'all. Great. Thanks for letting us be honest right there.
Star 94.1.
Hey, Andrew in Marietta. Welcome to the Not So Cool Kids table.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing good. Sorry for that tangent. We know you don't care about all the behind-the-scenes stuff and whatnot, but we've been talking about it for a week or so, and how to, you know, just how to let you know that
we're driving the struggle bus.
Yeah, we're on the struggle bus. So
I know that feeling all too well, guys. I know that feeling all too well.
Well, we appreciate you listening and sitting at the Not So Cool Kids table with us.
Hey, I'd rather sit at the Not Cool Kids table anytime, any place, and have my lunch with you guys anytime.
Awesome.
Thanks,
you.
Andrew.
Adriana in College Park. Hey.
Good morning, y'all. Well, of course, you know I'm one of the 11. I'm like number two. If some other girl
right.
more than me, you know. But, like, I love you guys. And if y'all were to go to another station, I'd follow you wherever y'all go. I tell my mom about Confess Your Crush and the phone scams. And she'd be like, what are you be listening to in the morning? I'd be like, Mama, they're great. They're so awesome. And I'd be like, I can call in, like, almost every day about every topic because they're just as weird as me.
Well, and there's just 11, so you always get through.
Right.
Well, I've recruited a few, so y'all awesome. Might be up to 13 now. All right. I need my boyfriend to listen to.
Adriana, thank you so much. Forever number two.
Have a great day. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
Hey, Montana in Duluth, how are you?
Good. I just want to let you guys know I'm one of your 11, one of them cool kids. But, you know, I'm 23. I have two jobs. I have to get up super early in the morning, and you guys make every ride that I take bearable in the morning because it's a rare time when you can be traffic. Not horrifying. So thank you.
Two jobs. Montana is totally on the struggle bus. I
yeah,
love it.
Two jobs in grad school.
Oh, my God, Montana.
Yeah. We're all pushing this cart up the hill together, aren't we?
You're a better human at 20 than I am at 40, so good for you.
Wow.
That's awesome. Thanks, Montana.
Hey, Brianna in Locust Grove, how are you?
Hi, I am so not one of the cool kids, and I can totally relate.
Awesome.
I just wanted to call and say that I will be your 12th family member.
Listen, we don't.
I don't think we're at 11 yet. We're still working off that number.
Whatever number.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't mean the not so cool kids thing like as an insult. You didn't take it that way, right, Brianna?
No. So I was explaining. I recently just left. Actually, I'm going into my second day on my new job today, and it's not, like you were saying, a coincidence. Like, I just started crying listening to the radio station. But I really just left a government-stable, almost perfect job, but I needed more for support for my daughter and I. And I came home from my first day of work, and I was like, what did I get myself into? Because now I'm having to commute from Hendrick County into Atlanta, and it's just, it's a new world. So when you're explaining about how, you know, if you left something that was okay and comfortable, and then you went out and branched out into something new that you really wanted and stood for, that really resonated with me, and I'm really struggling with that, with being at a new job. So you definitely, now that I have to spend a long time to commute, I definitely will be a religious listener to your radio station.
Awesome. Thank
Brianna,
you,
Brianna, just keep going, okay? Day two. You got this. Keep pushing.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It may be hard, but it's worth it. It's so worth it to do what you believe and do what's on your heart and try something that is scary. You know?
And it wasn't even like the scary part. I think if you missed the phone call from Sarah a few minutes ago, like, I don't want anybody to think that this is like anything other than us just trying to relate, right? Because our jobs are to be fun and funny and make you laugh and entertain. But the reality is there is a behind the scenes to everything. So if you're going to work and you're struggling with, are you doing the right thing, or did you make the right decision today, or whatever, like, know that Jen and I think that every single day. But one thing that we're certain of is we belong at this table, at this not so cool kid table. Like, we know that with every ounce of our being, and we hope to be able to sit here for a long time. Hey, Aaron, one last call from Aaron.
I just want to say I support you guys all the way. I love you. I would not say at the cool kids table. I would say you guys table, and I don't care what people would
say. I love you, Aaron.
Thank you.
You're the sweetest.
Hey, Aaron,
I love it.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
All right, so now we might have 11 and a half listeners.
There we go.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.